And now for something completely different. For those of you who like adventurous theater, who like to go into a dark room and have your soul shook, I've got one for you. The Odyssey Theater Ensemble welcomes back Olivier Award-winning Irish trio Fish Amble, the new play company. Writer-performer Pat Kinnevane and director Jim Cullerton with the West Coast premiere of King Luther, a man from Cork, named in honor of his granny's hero, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., only leaves his apartment for essential journeys and to perform as an Elvis impersonator. Luther struggles to live life to the fullest in this deeply moving exploration of prejudice, privilege, and resilience. King had its premiere in Ireland in 2023 and transferred to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, where it was nominated for the Mental Health Foundation Award and named Pick of the Fringe. The Odyssey engagement immediately follows performances at London's Irish Center in the UK, the Belgrade Irish Festival in Serbia, and the 59 East 59 theaters in New York City. Folks, this is one you're not going to want to miss. This is an absolutely remarkable piece of theater, and I can see why it has received all the critical kudos that it has received. And I'll be honest with you, the fact that not everyone knows this yet is slightly baffling, because it is so good. Sometimes when I go to theaters like the Odyssey Theater, like Atwater Village Theaters, these small little tiny theater complexes, you don't always know what you're going to get, right? Sometimes it's a small, scrappy thing that just needs a lot of work. Sometimes it's super avant-garde, hard to follow. And I frequently fall into the category of someone that if it doesn't have an emotional impact on me, if I can't make heads or tails of what I'm looking at, then it's not something that, one, that I personally enjoy or that I would recommend, because that's me. This, I had no idea what to expect. I knew the log line that I read to you at the beginning of this piece, and a little bit about the company that produced it, and nothing else. And I can't even tell you how incredibly moving this piece is, and unusual, and captivating, and special. And so much of that has to fall on both our director, Jim Cullerton, and really especially this performance, this one-man performance by Pat Kinnevane. He tells his story of being this mentally challenged man, though he doesn't address it quite that way throughout the performance. But it is at times eerie and frightening and funny and heartwarming. He addresses the audience directly. He speaks to other characters. He voices other characters. He's telling his journey. There are so many layers to this. And on paper, it would be probably something that I would read and go, I don't, hard pass. This doesn't, I don't, it's hard for me to kind of connect the dots on why this would work. And yet it works so spectacularly. Pat is a tour de force. Pat Kinnevane is an absolute tour de force of a performer. I could watch him read the phone book. It's just one of those. He's just a captivating guy. And his character, who's obsessed with the tango, dances the tango, but dances it in a way that someone who's obsessed with it, not necessarily gifted with it, would dance to. It's incredibly remarkable. This piece is so moving, and as you can imagine, also slightly difficult to describe. What I can tell you is this: if you are looking for something different, if you are looking for something intimate and special, and if you're ready to have a moment in the theater that you are not going to forget ever, I highly recommend King. It will be playing at the Odyssey Theater in Santa Monica until May 5th. Go to odysseytheater.com for more information.